Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mark. I'm sure you're busy. Don't want to take a lot of your time. I just wanted to follow up with you on a couple of financing offers that we mailed out to your business a couple weeks back. Looks like based on your relationship with another lender in our network, like you did maybe some working capital financing around a year ago. I have you guys pre-approved for some more working capital as well as equipment financing. So just kind of want to introduce myself, see if you have anything exciting going on over there. Guess looking at bringing on any new equipment, or do you have any big projects or anything like that? It might require some extra cash flow or any other financing needs right now?
I have a lender I want to pay off because I borrowed off on a big project, and now I want to pay that lender off, and I have about $1 million worth of work coming up.
Nice.
Between now and June 1st, it must be completed, so I don't really have the extra capital to finance the first 60 to 90 days before I get my first check.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
That's how these large projects work in construction. You got to work 30 days, then you invoice, and then you get 30 days later, you get 30 to 45 days later, you get a check. So, you know, it's and then you're still financing and you're always working in the rear until you get to the end of the job, and then by the time you get to the end of the job, you have a nice little profit, nest egg. Plus, they keep retainage, 10% retainage throughout the project until you're finished. So these are the hurdles that always come with any project, renovation or new construction, and that's what I do. I renovate hotels and wallpaper, paint, carpet, and et cetera.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, sounds like you're a growing business. You have new projects you're looking to take on, but you're still trying to collect on old projects too, right? I mean,
that's correct. I have an old project that I have leaned, actually, because they haven't paid me since April.
Oh man, so you kind of had to pump the brakes on that project for now, or?
I had to leave. I couldn't financially stay. You know, so.
Right. Okay, how much do you owe on your other lender, roughly?
$90,000.
Around 90, okay. And you would like to net cash, you want to refinance that and then net some capital on top of that for your new projects, right? You said between now and June 1st, you have $1 million in projects coming up?
Yes, I got four projects that will net over $1 million.
Nice. And are those
Well, gross over $1 million.
Gross over $1 million.
I wish it was net. No, it would be gross.
Okay. And are those all hotel renovation projects as well?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely help you. What did you guys do in gross sales last year, gross revenue?
Just right around $1 million or just over $1 million.
Okay, cool. So it looks like you're going to be possibly beating that this year, and for sure beating that next year. You mentioned just between now and between now and June, you got $1 million coming up, so it's a good sign.
Yeah, by the end of June, I have to have my last project completed because that's the season. That's when they start. That's when they sell rooms. That's when they're selling rooms. That's school's out. Now everybody's on vacation.
Yeah. So. Summertime, June, July, August. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long have you been in business for?
Since 1977.
Holy smokes. Are you the founder?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Man, you've been through a couple recessions.
Been through it all.
And you survived them.
You know, even embezzlement.
Secretary
embezzled $150,000 from us right after my wife passed away. So.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear all that.
Last 2 years. So it's she's in prison right now, so.
I was about to ask you about she's in prison, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm still bleeding on that. I stopped the theft, but I'm still bleeding on it because the way she was stealing is that, let's say I got a bill from Home Depot for $2,000. Well, my wife and I, we'd pay everything in full. You know, but once my wife passed away, the secretary was paying minimal payments and then writing a check to herself for the balance of the $2,000, so it'll be $1,800, and then put in a check ledger you know, paid Home Depot $2,000. And she did that with all my credit cards, you know. So,
oh, man. So, that's so bad.
Yeah, so I'm resolving that now because I'm refinancing my house and to pay those off and to a zero balance. And I'd rather pay 4% interest than to pay 18 to 25.
Right. Smart. You know,
so, but it's my house should be paid off right now. I'm so close to paying it off, but she took that away from me, you know. But anyhow.
You've got to do what you got to do. Hey, you're still kicking, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They,
still alive and kicking.
Yeah, getting back up and brushing yourself off and moving on. You know, moving forward. So.
Yep.
That's how. That's the only choices I have.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know,
man, that's rough. Good. Yeah. No. Of course. Good for you,
not
man.
Not my DNA. So.
Yeah. So who? So the 90K balance. What's the name of the lender? Do you remember who that was? Was like
Swift
New Logic
Capital.
Or something like that? Swift Capital.
Yes, you know,
okay.
Over there, don't you?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so you have the 90K. Just a couple more quick questions. What kind of return on investment do you normally get on these projects? Do you have like a percentage that you tack on to the like profit margins, for example, on these projects?
It varies anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Okay, just kind of depends.
Well, it depends on... you know, who I'm competing with.
Right, since you got to lower your margins to compete with the offer.
Well, you know, we back when the crash happened in 08, 09, you know, we didn't have any work that was profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So we lived off our savings for 5 years, and you know, we had 5 years of the savings. So, but we didn't expect to have a 5-year depression here in Michigan and around the country with the construction, but it slowly came back, and just as it was coming back, my wife passed away, and the secretary started stealing, and so it is...
Man, you know, it's like one thing after another for you.
Yeah. Well, crazy, you know, there's a lot more to the story there. I lost my brother, my sister, my mom, you know, and my wife's mom, who we were taking care of, after her dad died, so we lost our son in 07, and
man.
You know, it's just been a string of challenges, you know, but it killed my wife, basically, after all the losses, you know. Her mom passed away, we went to bed, woke up the next morning, my wife's dead, you know, so her mom passed away within 12 hours of each other.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear all that, Mark. I can't even imagine.
It's been hard.
Yeah, it makes you a stronger person, though. If you can do this, if you can get through that, man, you can get through anything. So, man, that's rough.
Well, cool. You know, I have my health. You know, I have, I'm not going to prison. You know, I'm not fighting cancer.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of, you know, blessings around me, so.
Yeah, you got to be thankful for what you do have, and all that stuff that happens to you just makes you appreciate everything that you do have. You know, like you said, health, and you're a free man, you're a free country, you know, like.
Yeah.
Got to look at the bright side.
Yeah,
man.
There's always a bright side.
Yeah.
Don't like what happened, but it's temporary, you know.
Right, yep.
Everything's temporary.
Cool. Well, looking forward to help you out, Mark. What's your email address that I can just send you the application info?
Paperhangerplus.
Uh-huh.
At Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Okay, cool. Paperhangerplus@yahoo.com.
One word, all lowercase.
Okay, so the process is actually pretty quick. Have you already looked into refinancing your working capital in right now, or is this something that you just thought about doing?
Well, I'm getting solicited. I don't know, the word must be out, but I've been, you know, since I borrowed from Swift.
Yeah, I can kind of tell you how it works. So when you borrow from pretty much any sort of business financing that you do, there's a public record. It's called a UCC filing, and it's public. So other companies can see that, and they kind of look through different industries. And so we kind of target construction as well as many other different industries. But I imagine a lot of other lenders do the same thing. But we've been doing this for 14 years. We're actually one of the first companies to do working capital. So we've been doing this for a while. A lot of our business is inbound because we've built like brand recognition for a while, but I'll typically take an hour or two or out of my day to try to market for new business. So that's kind of like what I'm doing this morning. But yeah, we've been doing working capital. We're one of the first ones to do it. And then we also do equipment financing. So keep in mind, if you have any equipment needs for these projects, we can hook you up with that as well.
Well, I'm looking for 3 to 5 years. You see, that's the problem with SWIFT is that, it was 18 months, I believe.
Gotcha.
And when I walked off this, I had to walk off this project because they owed me $250,000 and they weren't paying, so I couldn't keep my commitment, and so I couldn't, you know, keep spending money and not get. And I couldn't keep acquiring new debt. You know, it's had to leave, so we have a lien on the project now, and I know that they have started. There's 11 liens on this job now that I know of. I know they started paying some of them off to other people, so they may make me an offer here pretty soon. I don't know, but I'm not counting on it. But you know, I'd like to get SWIFT off my back and looking for, like I said, a longer term.
Okay.
That paid us off, and I could pay it off sooner, but I would like to have the breathing room.
Right, you want the flexibility to be able to do these projects and everything. Right.
So, 18 months is not enough time. It's just too much pressure. So.
Okay, cool. Typically, what we'll do is a preview for the highest amount available for your business and with the longest term. And if we want to work backwards, if you don't need that much capital or you want to do shorter payback, we can kind of work backwards and customize the program to your needs. Is any of this, for any of these projects, the capital that you're looking for, is any of this going to be used on equipment or is it all for like materials and labor?
I do have some equipment I could buy, but I'm pretty well equipped.
Okay, cool.
The only thing is that if these are probably all four going to happen at once, so my dilemma is going to be payroll, and I may have to buy some equipment to equip all four at one time.
Okay.
The one project is it's a $900,000 project. I have another one that's 200 rooms, so it's that one there is probably $250,000. I have a smaller one that's 52 rooms, but it's a customer I've had for 20 years, and that's going to probably be $60,000. And then I have one new project for an old customer I've had for years that I would have to buy a piece of equipment for that, a base machine, just so I can man it and have it equipped correctly. I do have equipment. I always buy the same equipment, so if one does break down, I have spare parts. I have interchangeable parts, et cetera. You know, so
smart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very smart. So with the equipment, it's definitely going to be easier to get you a longer term, like 3 to 5 years sort of deal. Working capital, it's possible. It's just it is just a challenge to get you approved for like anything over 3 years, pretty much. But I definitely want to try. I think. You know, we don't want to put you on a program that isn't going to help your business. So, but I definitely would like to see what we can do for you. If anything, I definitely want to get something to beat your SWIFT loan, get you, you know, possibly up to like 2 years or something. There's 3 years available for working capital. It's just harder to get approved for. But it sounds like you have a pretty good business going over there. You're in a healthy industry. You've been in business for a long time. So I think that's going to mitigate a lot of the risk that's typically associated with these sort of things. Let me see. Do you ever go to your bank for your financing needs, or what kind of feedback do you normally get from them?
Oh, Fifth Third Bank. They're horrible. I'm pulling out of Fifth Third. I've been with them for decades, and they're a horrible bank. They're absolutely horrible. I've been with this same bank building since 1980, and it's a three-story building, and then when Gaylord State Bank owned it, it was a thriving building, and then old Kent bought them out, and so I stayed with them, and that was a thriving building. Fifth Third bought them out, and then little by little, they're closing branches and they're laying people off, and they're I said, well, you guys getting ready to pull out of town here? And I said, oh, no, no. I said, well, they're building banks all over town, and you guys are downsizing. So it's just been, and they don't want to help, you know, so.
Yeah, they don't really mess around too much with the smaller businesses.
I'm done with them. Yeah. They don't want to help at all.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So I'm going to email you the application info. Typically, we can have an answer for you within 24 hours.
Okay.
it's a one-page credit application. We look at your previous 6 months of your business bank statements, and then we need your latest tax return. Did you already do your 2015 taxes?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. And then once we have that stuff, I could typically get an approval for you, like I said, within 24 hours. And if it works, we can deposit in your account, typically within 24 hours after that. Pay off your SWIFT loan and net you some capital on top. And then if you need equipment in place, we can get that going for you as well. Have you looked into the equipment side already, or you're not really up to that part in the timeline yet?
Well, the equipment is available at any time. So
okay.
So
you don't have any immediate needs for the equipment, right?
Well, my equipment that I have is getting old. My first piece of equipment I bought in 1985, and now I have 8 pieces that are identical to it. And I've been replacing parts, and you know, it's pretty simple equipment and machinery, and the design of it hasn't changed at all. So I've had the luxury of buying new equipment, and they're all identical. So once I buy a new piece, then my oldest piece is a spare parts piece for any of my newer equipment.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes sense.
So, and then I just part it out, and there's a lot of parts are expensive, and then I have them on hand instead of having to be on site on a 25th floor someplace, and a gear breaks, and now I'm shut down. Well, actually, you know, now I'm not shut down because I have spare parts on hand instead of having to order a part over and have it overnighted from Chicago. That's where my one piece is being built out of, and then Graco's another one. But you know, all it takes is one little ball, one little $20 piece to shut you down for the day, and you got, you know, 10 guys standing around and no sprayer or no pace machine or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And delay of project, and you know, then another trade jumps in front of you because you lost today, and so on, you know. So
yeah, it gets costly. Well here's what I recommend. You can send me some quotes for some of the equipment that you typically bring on, just so I can get the financing in place for you, so you have it available, and then when you're ready to pull the trigger on the equipment, we can pay your vendor directly, and they'll just, you know, whatever they do, ship you the equipment, install it or whatever. But yeah, if you want to just send me some quotes, just so we can like get those programs available for you, I'd be happy to do that as well, in addition to taking care of your SWIFT loan and then netting you the capital on top.
Okay.
And I'll include that in the email, just mention that. I think we covered everything. Let's see. When is your first project start of the ones that you're talking about between now and June?
Before Christmas. I have two of them starting before Christmas, and that's
okay.
And maybe a third one starting before Christmas. They always get pushed back. I mean, they always have a starting date, and then they get pushed back because
never know.
The owner makes changes, and so on renovations, you know, they can't have hotel rooms down. We're on new construction. You know, they can make changes and it doesn't affect anything because they haven't opened the property yet. Where the renovations are, everything, all material, all equipment, all everything needs to be in place, ready to rock and roll when they pull the trigger, so that they don't have any delays in getting them rooms back in order, because that's where they make their money. You know, the longer a room is down, the more money they lose, you know, so. We're looking at doing like a floor a week there in Indianapolis on on a 600 room property, and it's going to be go, 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 you know, so I'm getting put back together as quickly as possible. So
okay. So you want to get the Swift loan taken care of now, right? And then you can use extra capital for your existing projects you have going on right now, right?
I'd like to get Swift out of the way and then have either payroll or equipment available.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to get like a timeline idea, kind of. I'm actually sending you the email right now. Again, it's a one-page app, 6 months business bank statements, your 2015 tax return, and then you can just attach a couple like invoices or quotes for the equipment just so we kind of have an idea of what we're working with. Do you normally buy the equipment new or used?
New,
okay. Okay, cool. Mark, do you...
warranties and that kind of thing, you know.
So. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth the extra. Do you want to take my phone number really quick so you have my direct line? Well, it'll be included in the email, but if you want to write it down, you can do that real quick.
Go ahead and put it in the email.
Cool. I will do that.
That'll be the best thing.
Okay, cool. And I'm sending that to you right now. I'll probably follow up with you like tomorrow or something, but feel free to... if you want to just get started with like you can send everything all at once if you want, but if you want to just get started with the app, I can just kind of get started on your file, give you some feedback. But if you want to get everything to me today, I should be able to get an answer for you tomorrow.
Today is not a good day. My office manager will be in tomorrow, and she has all that information at her fingertips.
Okay, cool.
I'm focusing on the bids and that kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What's your office manager's name?
Jenny.
Jenny, okay. And does she have access to this email too, or would you like...
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm sending this to you right now. Feel free to get in contact with me if you have any questions in the meantime, and I'll probably just give you a follow-up call tomorrow just to make sure you got the email and everything.
Okay.
Okay, Mark. Pleasure chatting with you, man. Do you have any other questions, any other concerns, anything else I can help you with right now?
No, I just hope you can make this happen because
I hope so too, Mark. I'm
very helpful.
Yeah, I'm gonna make this a priority. Like I said, I'm gonna be sending this email right now. I'll give you a call tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate your time, Mark. Pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.